Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend James Bannock is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Te Deum is a majestic creed. The Church acknowledges that the Heavenly Father is everlasting. All the angels at every rank cry out, "Holy, holy, holy," to this Lord of hosts. The apostles who witnessed his crucifixion and resurrection praise him. The martyrs praise him. The whole church from generation to generation, from continent to continent, praise him. Praising the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, acknowledging the King of Glory, Jesus Christ, the everlasting Son of the Father. It is this one true God in Trinity and Trinity and unity who calls us, you and me, into unity and oneness with him. The one true God is Lord. He is Yahweh. The Lord Yahweh is eternal from beginning and without end. The Lord Yahweh is the ruler over all forces of nature, over death, over the devil, over all the rulers of the world, over his church, over you, and over me. This one true God, Lord Yahweh, is gracious and merciful. The King of Glory, Jesus Christ, the everlasting Son of the Father, is born of a Virgin Mary, and he becomes man. The King of Glory takes on all humility, with all gentleness, in all patience, bearing all sin, in divine love, to reconcile us to the Father, restoring unity between us and God. He was crucified for our sin. He was raised by God to life eternal, to give us life everlasting. In him we have the forgiveness of sin, and he will raise us to eternal life with him on the last day. This one Lord Yahweh who grants salvation through one saving faith unites us to himself through one baptism. Nicodemus asks, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one, infant or old man, is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so in the font is the blood and water of Christ poured over us, and we are christened, united to the suffering servant, united to the King of Glory. You know how amazing that is? We who are baptized into this one baptism, into this one saving faith by the one true God and Lord, unites us to himself and him to us, us to him. Luther says it this way, thus the righteousness of Christ becomes our righteousness through faith in Christ, and everything that is his, even he himself, becomes ours. And he who believes in Christ clings to Christ and is one with Christ and has the same righteousness with him. Oh. St. Paul says it this way, for through the law I died to the law so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This is who we are. Called to the one hope that belongs to our call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in all. Called into the one body and the one spirit, called into his church, the kingdom of Christ and all believers. And now, here in prison, on account of the gospel of Jesus Christ, St. Paul speaks these words into our ears. I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Having unity with Christ is, as St. Paul writes to the Christians in Rome, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. To walk in a manner worthy of our calling, to put on Christ, is to live with all humility. It's so easy to have sinful pride, isn't it? To think of ourselves before anyone else. To use our power and our influence to hurt and control one another. But that's not who we are. Ours is the posture before a gracious God, like one who does not look to his own interests, but to the interest of others. Looking to Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, emptying himself by taking the very form of a servant and humbled himself to the point of death. That's who we are. To walk in a manner worthy of our calling, to put on Christ, is to live with gentleness. It's easy to be harsh. It's easy to be rough and bullyish. That is our default sinful nature that we are all too ready to justify. But that's not who we are, united to Christ Jesus. Ours is kindness and service to one another, helping and supporting our neighbor in every need, defending him, speaking well of him, and explaining everything in the kindest way. Clinging to Christ, gentle and lowly in heart, in whom we find rest for our souls. That's who we are. To walk in a manner worthy of our calling, to put on Christ with patience. Oh, how easy it is for us to get agitated and annoyed with one another. And we get anxious and rude with one another. But that's not who we are, united to Christ Jesus. Ours is patience and self-control, a fruit of the Holy Spirit working in and through us as we work and play and live with one another. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, that in us, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who believe in him for eternal life. That's who we are. to walk in a manner worthy of our calling to put on Christ, bearing with one another in love and maintaining the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I'm reading the Federalist Papers these days by Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay. They are advocating for a peaceful state, for peaceful states working together. Working together, bound together as one, against any enemy, foreign or domestic, not letting pride or power divide them. Even more so, that's who we are, bound together in the blood of Christ, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. Our foreign and domestic enemies, they are sin and death and the devil, not one another. We are one body called to one hope, one Christ in life and salvation. Let's guard one another against these enemies. Against these enemies, living in unity and peace with a common confession in the triune God, because that's who we are. I love those words in the Te Deum. So humbling. Grant, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let your mercy be upon us as our trust is in you. Couple these words with St. Paul's words today. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, because that's who we are. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.